So you like an artist, but then you hear their political views and then you hate that artist. That's a giant problem. You shouldn't be doing that. We're going to explain to you why here on today's Rock and Rant on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Rock and Rant. Real quick, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for a lot of really cool podcasts. The Daily Rock and Rant is what we got hitting you with right now. We have the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus where we go live every Tuesday night, probably going to be Wednesday next week, but usually every Tuesday night we go live on Rock Rage Radio, live on Facebook. There's all kind of cool stuff here. Interviews, all kind of cool stuff. Find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Okay, so you saw the title. Maybe you saw the title here in the description. The title is, if you hate Ted Nugent, then you're part of the problem. And I'm just using Ted as an example. What I'm trying to get at, guys, is do you hate an artist because you disagree with their politics or worldview? You need to think about that. I want you to rethink that situation. I think that is very, very destructive. It's one thing if you just don't like Ted Nugent, or you just don't like whoever, you just don't like Bruce Springsteen, or you just don't like Sheryl Crow or whatever. That's one thing. And then you find out you don't disagree with them politically. So then, you know, that's that. But if you like somebody, and I know, and this is really big. This is the big thing in the guitar community because Ted was like one of the guitar heroes. In fact, for me, he was probably my first guitar hero. So to hate him because you disagree with his politics is problematic for a few things. First of all, you should be mature enough to differentiate or to compartmentalize what's happening when you're rocking out. It'd be different if Ted was singing political songs. He doesn't sing political songs. All his songs are about, you know, being a wild man, the great white buffalo, partying without drugs, I guess, sex. I say sex, a lot of stuff about sex. So, you know, and a lot of just great guitar riffs. So you shouldn't be, it's not like that. His politics are in your face when you're listening to his music. You don't have to listen to any interviews if you don't want. That's totally cool. But if you actually like the music and you're finding yourself not liking Ted Nugent or not wanting to listen to his music because of his politics, you need to stop that. And you need to be grown up enough to say, I can disagree. I don't have to agree, but it doesn't take away from his art or what I enjoy about his art. You're not hurting your worldview or the whatever ideological group you identify with because you happen to like an artist or an actor or a filmmaker who has a different worldview than that ideology that you have. You're not hurting that at all. I mean, I'm not into Scientology. In fact, I think Scientology is kind of creepy, but I probably have seen almost every Tom Cruise movie. I think he's great. I love his movies. I don't give a crap about what he does with his, you know, his religion. Totally fine. Doesn't bother me one bit. Also keep in mind, guys, that we're complicated beings. Humans are complicated and we're contradictory by nature. So it's totally fine. In fact, a lot of the people that, you know, that become celebrities, a lot of people get bummed out when they find out that this person is like doing contradictory things. I'm drawing a blank on an exact example here, but just for instance, let's just say like a TV preacher who you turn out find out is having an affair. Everybody kind of gets all bent out of shape about that and they forget that all of us are contradictory by nature. All of us are doing one thing and saying one thing and doing another to some degree or another. Maybe not that blatantly, but we're contradictory. We're complex beings, and there's nothing wrong with saying I like his music, but disagree with his politics. I love Ted Nugent's music. I don't agree with his politics. Then again, I don't agree with Sheryl Crow's politics or Bruce Springsteen's politics either. I hate all politics equally. So that's a subject for another video. Also, when you do this, you know, you might say this, especially somebody like Ted, well, he's a hater or whatever. But if you hate on Ted, then you're just putting more energy into the hate bucket. And it's like trying to put out fire with gasoline. Stop. So just giving you several reasons why, like, you just need to chill out on it. If you just don't like Ted Nugent, or you never thought about his music, or you don't even know who he is, okay, totally different thing. But if you like somebody's music, if you like Springsteen, say if you're a Trumpster, but you love Springsteen's music, you shouldn't stop loving Springsteen just because you're a Trumpster. That's silly. Enjoy the music. Maybe ultimately it will open up your mind to other possibilities as well. We shouldn't be afraid to think or have other opinions come in, and we should be cool with it. Remember, guys, it's just opinion. I think I said this in a previous Rock and Rant. We all have opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, and they all stink. Maybe this opinion stinks. I want to know what you think. Do you think I'm full of crap? Do you think I'm committing some kind of sin because I like Ted Nugent or I like Bruce Springsteen or whatever? I want to know what you guys think about it. Leave me some comments here on whatever platform you happen to see this in. Share the podcast around. We really appreciate it. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight, and we're going to catch you guys all in the next podcast on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out!